The next stop might be the rail yards after the Dewdney Avenue revitalization. 17 acres of land in the center of Regina, now known as the rail yards. And after yesterday's city council meeting, a unanimous vote, council will now wait and look for partner or partners to take action on the next major development. In other words, they need a dance partner. Mayor Chad Baczynski is joining me now after yesterday's council meeting. It's important to get this done over time here, and really that's what you're looking for, right? Someone to dance with?
That's right.
You're going looking. And how is this process going to look in choosing a partner?
What we're doing is we're going out with a negotiated RFP. And so what that does is it enables us to accept proposals for a wide variety of options, because on that site, we're really looking for something that is complementary to the existing businesses that have been so patient through the construction that we've gone through, but something that's going to be important and core to our community. You know, we're looking at a site that is right adjacent to downtown, a site that hasn't been developed in a long, long time, and people are really looking for something exciting to go there.
Could be more than one partner, though, obviously, right? There's a bit of a criteria. You want some housing, minimum 150, up to 1,200, some green space. But you could have more than one partner going into this, right?
Absolutely. There can be more than one partner. And you're right. There is some obligations, because we have the ability to leverage that federal and provincial funding on that site. So, you know, it's great. You know, I'm excited that we're going forward with this. I think everybody's been waiting, and I'm excited to carry the momentum forward from the completion of Dewdney.
Mayor Chad Baczynski, do you think the city needs to consider like giving incentives or zoning tax breaks to encourage more partners or even businesses to step up and help revitalize downtown? Other major centers do that. Could you get into that?
The good thing about this process is that because it is very much focused on the negotiated piece and the visionary piece, you know, the city as a whole is open to those kinds of options, right? Depending on what that looks like. It's tough to compare kind of the most extreme options, but that's why we've leaned more into that visionary and how that development could be complementary to Dewdney as a whole and downtown as a whole and the warehouse district. So, you know, yeah, absolutely, that's on the table. It'll just be a matter of comparing, you know, those incentives and what that looks like compared to the overall outcome that they can achieve with their development.
All right, really quick, whomever partners up is not chosen by council members. You're getting the administration to pick. Just out of curiosity, we as taxpayers, who the heck is the administration? Who are they?
Yeah, it's our city administration. It's the experts that go through our procurement process and do the, you know, land development planning. You know, we have a bunch of experts in our city, in city administration, that this is what they do. You know, they're looking at those comparables. They're doing the work. They're the ones that actually bring those recommendations forward to council on a regular basis. They do the legwork, and then we ask the questions to clarify. And the biggest thing there is we heard this. One, this is best practice. And two, in this kind of a circumstance, you don't want this to be a political decision, because you don't want there to be an inference or anything that would cause legal implications. That was one of the questions I asked yesterday, because there could be implications.
Mayor Chad, one last point here on this whole revision of the rail yards one day and looking for partners. I've got more than 700 comments and climbing since I posted this just, you know, less than 24 hours ago. Everyone has an idea. And, you know, of course, you're going to get some negative, but there are a lot of people who are on board for, like, creating something. Ted Maria said, create an ice district like Edmonton with an arena. And another thing he said about a monorail between that and Mosaic Stadium. Michelle Ripplinger said, build something similar to the Forks in Winnipeg. That's a year-round tourist attraction. I kind of get where she's going there. Logan Radway said, include a convention center. And Andrew Piney, I hope I'm saying it right, might have the best suggestion yet, at least in the way of fun. Mary, you ready for this? Andrew said, how about a theme park? You know, maybe similar to indoor, West Edmonton Mall, whatever, arena side by side, and we shall call it Fungina. Would you be happy with that?
You know what? I think those are all great ideas. And the thing that I like about it is that people are excited, and I'm excited, and I'm excited to see what kind of creative proposals that we get. I'm surprised no one put out the zip line across the rail tracks, but pretty exciting.
Well, people have commented. They'd like the Cornwall Center, like a pedestrian walkway to walk over, you know, the street, everything. Hey, Mayor, we're out of time. Lots of fun. Thank you again for popping by. Appreciate it.
For sure. Thanks for having me, Greg.
Thursday. December the 4th. Oh, man, we've been pretty fortunate over the last few weeks, haven't we, on the morning commute or even the afternoon commute back home. We haven't really had to deal with any treacherous road conditions. Sure, we've had the odd slick patch here and there, I think, once or twice. But really, it's been an easy commute here the last few weeks when normally we might be dealing with some heavy snowfall. But what the farmers need is a lot of snow, that's for sure. But at the same time, when you're driving in and out of the city and commuting, as some of you are, it's been okay as of late. And we're closing in on the holiday season. Well, it's here, right? We got three shopping weekends before the big day arrives. And today is National Cookie Day.
Cookie! Nom, 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 nom.
Yeah. You got your Christmas cookies ready to go? Last night, the family got together to help celebrate my youngest birthday, and there were cookies made and being decorated. And yeah, I decorated a few, ate a few, and I just read that Canadians eat around 300 cookies each per year. 300 cookies. Do you think you've eaten 300 cookies in a year? I can't imagine that I have. And then I started to think, well, no, yesterday I had a coffee and there was a cookie. I grabbed one last night, making cookies, had a cup. I probably eat 300 cookies a year. I'm a sweet guy. I like chocolate and cookies. So anyhow, if you'd rather not celebrate National Cookie Day but still want to get into the spirit of the season, check this out tonight in Emerald Park. Christmas fireworks. And a tree lighting event, too. It'll start at 5 o'clock, I guess. They're going to have fire pits, hot chocolate at 5. Santa comes by around 6. They light up the tree. Fireworks at 7. And they're telling me that they're going to set them off near the Emerald Park Fire Hall. And parking will be limited at the RM office and the fire hall. So they're offering shuttle buses to shuttle everyone around that would park at three different locations, like Aspen Links, the Communicate, and the Dollarama store. You could hop on a bus there to view the fireworks. That's in Emerald Park. So pretty cool that they're doing that. And want to talk toys for a second here. I couldn't believe when I read this, what people are paying for Wicked Collector Series dolls from the Wicked movie. Turns out this is a hot grown-up item right now. If you have deep pockets, they're $295, these Collector Series dolls from the movie Wicked that are available. If you see them on store shelves, do you want to spend $300 and then try to sell it on eBay? As many are right now, they're getting $2,000 for them. That's crazy. That's an example of what we're not necessarily looking for when it comes to 980 CJME Santa's Anonymous. We are thinking, though, that maybe 20, 30, 40, whatever you feel you can afford to purchase a new unwrapped toy and toss in one of our toy bins before our cutoff next Thursday. We would certainly appreciate that. December 11th, next Thursday. We got to cut it off in order to get all the toys in our toy store ready for those who have gone to the Salvation Army this year and said, I need a helping hand. I need to do whatever I can to make sure that there's a toy under the tree for our kids. And there are more than 1,500 families that made the request in the first 48 hours. A waiting list is already getting rather lengthy. We need at least right now, I figure, about 3,500 toys to make this happen comfortably. We're just over the halfway mark there. We need your support. As we get close to the deadline, we can't push the deadline any further. It's December 11th. So if you're out shopping this weekend, look for a toy bin in any of the stores that are listed at cjme.com. And as well, you can check out how at cjme.com we can shop for you if you want to make a cash donation as well. Well, NFL football fans, good Thursday night or tonight. Detroit and Dallas both in the hunt for the NFC wild card, and I'm cheering for the Cowboys. This is a must win for both teams. This should be a close one. Cowboys have been on fire as of late, just beating the Chiefs. Let's see what happens in this one. I'll be watching, that's for sure. Hey, how about this? You'd never guess what I'm about to tell you, but I'll let Sally Field describe how she once said at the Oscars.
This time I feel it. You like me right now. You like me.
And apparently everyone really likes Canada. Really likes Canada. It's been named the most liked country in the world for the third time. Norway and Sweden were next. The United States didn't crack the top 20. I gotta wonder why.
And they complain and do nothing but bitch. We don't want them in our country.
Perhaps. But I might also suggest my friends in Vegas continue to share with me in a text or two, hey, when are you coming to visit us here? I haven't seen you in a long while. Well, tourism continues to be on the slide stateside, I think with a lot of animosity towards Trump. It's pretty evident after his 51st state back and forth and tariffs. A lot of people seem to be avoiding Vegas. The latest numbers. WestJet has seen a 31% decrease in interest to go there. And the Las Vegas Convention Center and Visitors Bureau there reports an 11% decline in visitors from Canada, a figure not seen since the pandemic. And they suggest that the lack of Canadians is starting to add up to nearly $1 billion in regards to money lost. Just going to Las Vegas, so you can imagine what it's like for the rest of the U.S. as well, too. It's 8:16. Hey, as we hit near the end of the year here, I thought we'd look back at some of these year-end lists. We're getting a lot of them now. This one is interesting from Spotify, who says the number one most streamed album.
I guess I'm the problem. Your miss never do no wrong.
Morgan Wallen's so I'm the problem album.
Then why'd you stick around?
Solid album. Whatever that guy puts out can do no wrong. Spotify also suggesting its most streamed global artists. This is interesting, too. Number three, The Weeknd from Canada. Shockingly, after 2 years in the top spot, Taylor Swift slides to number two, dethroned by... This is Bad Bunny. Yeah, Bad Bunny racking up nearly 20 billion streams, according to Spotify. And Bunny chosen to play the Super Bowl next February, of course, right? Too, with numbers in the billions, providing why he deserves the spotlight, I guess. And Spotify honors the top global song of the year. It is...
If the world was ending, I'd wanna be next to you.
Lady Gaga, Bruno Mars, Die With a Smile. Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather was a close second. And remember, these are Spotify streaming numbers. Apple may differ from their list, but... another year-end list I was looking at from the National Board of Review, they named Leonardo DiCaprio's movie One Battle After Another as the best movie of the year, but they also gave props to Sinners, and this one here.
Red Bull, Ferrari, Mercedes, Aston, now McLaren, all have a speed on the straights. Our shot is battling in the turns. We need to build our car for combat.
How am I supposed to make that safe?
Who said anything about safe?
Well, if you're just stepping outside, it's there's been a little fresh snow overnight, enough maybe to have to brush off your vehicle a little here, and off and on flurries throughout today and tonight. We haven't had a huge dump of snow yet. However, out of Mission Ridge in Fort Qu'Appelle, they have been busy making their own snow, and they are hoping they're going to open up in just a few days from now. And Anders Swenson from Mission Ridge is joining me now. And first, thanks for being here, Anders. But how much snow do you actually have out there in the Qu'Appelle Valley?
Well, as far as natural snowfall,
yeah.
No. The reality is, Greg, we don't really track it, quite frankly, because it doesn't matter, right? 100% of what we rely on is man-made snow, right? So what I can tell you, snowmaking-wise, we're exceptionally close to where we were last year. We fired guns early in early November when we had a short window of time, about 24 hours, and kind of got a teaser out there, but the temperatures just didn't hold up enough to accomplish much. However, through this last little cold spell, we've been able to do quite a bit of damage out there, so things are looking good.
And it's not everyone knows how you make snow. The water comes from the lake nearby, obviously, doesn't it?
You betcha, yeah, straight from Mission Lake. And the process, you know, in reality is quite simple, although it takes a lot of money and a lot of technology to do it. Really, all we do is spray a fine mist of water up into the air, and it freezes and makes snow and falls and makes piles, and then we push it out. So it's not overly complicated, but it needs the right conditions and, of course, a ton of technology to make it happen and make it happen efficiently.
And at Mission Ridge, you hope that by the middle of next week, you're going to be open for skiing.
That is the plan, yeah. We've got schools booked on December 10th, 11th, and 12th. If the conditions, if the temperatures stay like they're forecasting, we may even be finished snowmaking by next Wednesday. So we're certainly hoping for the cold temperatures. I know most people in the province aren't, but we're battling against it at this point. We definitely need it to stay real cold for the next 7 or 8 days, yeah.
And Anders, what kind of snowpack are we talking about when you make snow yourself?
We put 30 to 36 inches across the entire 42 acres of the resort. So it's an immense amount of snow. It's enough that we don't need natural snow for the rest of the season to get us right through till the end of March.
That's amazing, yeah. And the two park is just progressing as well, too?
You betcha it is, yeah. I actually, if you check our socials later today, you might even see a video of the snowcat out there pushing piles out in the two park. So, I mean, if things go well, we're hoping to be near completed snowmaking by the 10th, and that includes the tube park, with enough snow that we can start working on some train park features and get everything up and operational in good time, we hope.
Anders Frentzen, my guess. Is Mission Ridge going to look any different this year to those who visit?
Yeah, you know what? We're always spending money on the resort. Not a ton of things that are really going to wow guests. But, I mean, we recarpeted the whole Red T-Bar Lounge. So that's beautiful now. It matches the main level that we did last year. Looks gorgeous in there. We made some substantial improvements to our electrical infrastructure. So new building there that you'll see right next to the chairlift that opened up some space around the load area of the chairlift. And then the things that you don't see, the staff will enjoy a new staff area, staff lunchroom, and then a brand new drive system in one of our conveyor lifts. In one of our older conveyor lifts, it was giving us some issues and some reliability issues. So a brand new drive system in that will, you know, hopefully extend its life by another 20 years or so.
I wish you well in the new season, man. Nice to catch up.
Yeah, thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it.